Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I appreciate it. Thanks very much for being with us on this fine Friday morning, May the 7th, and it's now 7 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. And Lee Rogers, of course, holding forth with the anchor duties here on the morning show. Lee, good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Good to have you aboard today. I was just noting earlier in the program, and it seems to me that the left tried a little bit of their agenda, and that seemed to go through okay. Then they tried some of the harder stuff, and that went through. And now it seems to me like they're just having fun with us. For example, I mean, seriously, Virginia is moving to eliminate all accelerated math courses before the 11th grade as part of their equity-focused plan. The state of Oregon is even moving to make math not objective. That is to say, 2 plus 2 is 4, or 5 if you believe it is. And these are the people we're going to send out, apparently, to compete with the Russians and the Chinese in this very dangerous 21st century. The military. There is orders in the military that commanders are to consider environmental issues when planning missions, as opposed to just keeping their troops alive and winning the day. And then this one, of course, in California, they are proposing a curriculum change, chanting the name of an Aztec god who was worshipped in his time by human sacrifice. And the kids are being taught to chant Tezcatlipoca, Tezcatlipoca, and so on and so forth. Are they just having fun with us, Lee?
I think they're serious about this. They're obviously serious. They're serious about challenging the very foundation of this country, the intent and the heart of those who founded it. And they're willing to go back, to the days of the Aztecs to, do whatever they can to crumble the foundations of what this nation was built on, because they believe, many of these liberals believe, that this was based upon, the whole slavery aspect, the whole inequality, and that everything that is in our Constitution was no good because those conditions existed when the nation was founded.
Of course, it's one thing to believe that all of that is the case, but it's something else to suggest that in its place we should be teaching kids that 2 plus 2 could be 5, if you feel that way, and that it's time to worship a god. So far as I know, California is not suggesting human sacrifices in grade school. Right. So I guess what really amazes me is not just the stuff they don't like, but the stuff they're suggesting in its place.
Well, it's so hypocritical to begin with, because when you consider the animosity toward any type of Christian religion, that you get from most liberals, as well as a few other of the Christian-based denominations, and for them to neglect to actually attack those who would mention the name of God or to offer a prayer in a public situation, then to say that, okay, as a part of your educational training, you are going to chant this to what many Christians would believe would be a false god and would be blasphemy.
Yeah. I suppose. It's so hard to follow these people sometimes, but the hypocrisy is what drives me crazy. If you have, for example, people who are openly socialist, and Bernie Sanders is, and I had a very interesting discussion with him about 20 years ago, and boy, he has never made any bones about the fact that that's where he's coming from.
Right.
People who are, for example, for open borders. They come out and they say, yes, we support open borders. We want this country to become the international flophouse. You can have a discussion with those people. At least you know where they're coming from. It's the people who refuse to admit where they're coming from. Oh, we're not for open borders. We're just opposed to anything that would secure our borders. Those are the ones who drive me up the wall.
Oh, yeah. I think we're seeing a similar situation with the voting bills that are being passed by Republicans. There's the claims that this is going to suppress the minority vote, but yet there is no evidence to support that. In fact, in many of the most Republican states, the voter turnout for minorities is greater than it is in some of the states that have a more Democrat-leaning governments and
has been going up.
Yeah. So there's absolutely zero evidence. There is no science to go along with the claim that they're making. That could be the big lie that the Democrats are making, that there is voter suppression in this country. There is no voter suppression. And by requiring a photo ID simply to vote, which is something that is required for almost every financial or government transaction you do in this country and in the state and in most municipalities, and claiming that that is something that is going to be discriminatory against minorities is almost laughable on its face.
Well, it is laughable. If you look at the activities that require a valid ID, boarding an airplane, getting a prescription, applying for a job.
Getting a COVID-19 vaccination.
Yes. Cashing a check, applying for food stamps, getting Medicare, Medicaid, driving, donating blood, getting married, adopting a pet. But apparently something as insignificant as voting should not require that. So I don't know. It's just hard to believe. But sometimes I have a feeling you must have the same thing as you're preparing the news. It must be hard for a smile not to creep across your face and just ask yourself, what next?
Yeah.
What are they going to come up with next?
I dare not ask that because I know that I will find out.
Lee, I just thank you. It's always a pleasure when I get a chance to fill in for Tara and have a chance to chat with you folks. So
thanks
very much. You bet
it
very much. Lee Rogers there, who will get all the traffic and weather stuff together, as well as his next newscast coming up at 8:30 in the DuckDuckGo for Privacy 24/7 News Center. All right. Anyway, it just hit me that some of this stuff, it seems like they're putting us on. Lee is probably right that they are sincere in their distorted view of the world and the country, but gosh, it really seems like they have to be putting us on. Like, how far can we push this stuff? And unfortunately, the answer seems to be so far pretty far. At some point, the Supreme Court, which for some reason is reluctant to go this road, at some point the Supreme Court is going to have to make a ruling on just how far presidents can go in the direction of ruling by edict. How far can executive orders go? Every president issued them. George Washington issued eight in 8 years, and it's grown up during the years, more and more executive orders. Donald Trump issued, of course, quite a few. Barack Obama more. But I grant you that in an era of intercontinental missiles that can go from continent to continent in half an hour, in an issue of satellites, the internet, that sometimes presidents have to make split-second decisions. And in those circumstances, fine, executive orders are fine. Mostly, decisions that cross a president's desk are weeks, months, years, or even decades in the making. And there is no need for an executive order because there's no need for action that fast. And at some point, there has to be a line drawn, and the Supreme Court would have to draw the line. At some point, they're going to have to draw a line and say presidents may go this far and no further on ruling by edict, issuing executive orders. They are so reluctant to do this. I don't know what it is. It's not like they've got to win re-election in the New Hampshire primary. You're in for life if you're on the Supreme Court. Just do your darn job. Is it that hard to do? It shouldn't be. It really, honestly shouldn't be. But don't get me started. No, wait, I guess you'd better get me started. Jimbo Fraterra at 106.3 WORD, now at 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca, at 101.5 FM in Anderson, everywhere on the Odyssey app, and the time now is 8:15.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Morning, all, and thank you for being with us this morning. It's now 8:23 at 106.3 WORD, and Kevin has called in this morning to chat with us. Good morning, Kevin. Oh, Kevin did not have the patience to wait us out. Oh, goodness gracious. Sorry about that, Kevin. Again, if you want to give us a shout, we would be delighted to hear from you on our Ingalls Markets talk line at 1-800-347-1063. 1-800-347-1063. And, of course, your name doesn't actually have to be Kevin. You can call in regardless in that regard. So, love to hear from you and offer your thoughts on this fine Friday morning as to just what's happening out there in the world. Not a lot of good things, unfortunately. A number of things that are a bad direction in my view, and probably in the view of many of you as well. But, again, it's still a free country, and we've got to put in our 2 cents worth, make ourselves felt, make ourselves known, make ourselves heard, and that matters. So we delight in hearing from you, and we thank you for being a part of our efforts this morning. Well, Tara will be back on Monday, as far as I know. There's been a new report from the National Academy of Sciences about the long-term cost to taxpayers of those who come to this country. And, of course, the problem is those who come to this country in defiance of our laws. The findings in this report indicate that if amnesty for illegals were enacted, the government would have to raise taxes immediately by $1.29 trillion and put that sum into a high-yield bank account to cover future fiscal losses generated by the amnesty recipients and, of course, their children. And that's one thing that these people do know how to do, is make children. A lot of birthing people in their ranks. To cover the future cost, each U.S. household currently paying federal income tax would have to pay, on average, an immediate lump sum of over $15,000. Don't worry about it, because, of course, we're not going to have to pay that at all. No, we'll just put it on the gross national credit card. That's what we will do. Just put it on the gross national credit card. Okay. The National Academy of Sciences report is called The Economic and Fiscal Consequences of Immigration and provides fiscal balance projections for immigrants and their descendants over 75 years. Now, the fiscal balance of an individual equals all of the government taxes paid by an individual minus all the benefits they receive. Federal, state, and local benefits and taxes are included in the estimates. And that's fair enough. You can easily find out the fiscal balance of an individual and just take a look what you pay in and what you pay out. So that's fair enough. All right. Now then, this report shows that the fiscal balances of immigrants vary greatly according to educational level. Well, no kidding. I'm sure that must have been a real head slapper for them. Really? The smarter, the more educated you are, the more likely you are to be productive and not sucking up benefits at the expense of others? Who would have guessed that? Really? Immigrants with low educational levels impose substantial fiscal costs that extend far into the future. The government benefits they will receive greatly exceed the taxes they will pay. This, I'm sure, is said with a gosh, who would have believed that caveat added to each of these numbers here. Current illegals have very low educational levels as a group. About 10 million adult illegal are currently in the U.S. that we know of, and that's, of course, an estimate because we don't really know, because they don't really make themselves known to be counted adequately. Okay. They should be gone, not counted, but that's another story entirely. There are about an estimated 10 million adult illegals in the U.S. Half of them do not have a high school diploma. Overall, adult illegal immigrants are six times more likely to lack that diploma than are U.S.-born residents. Again, I trust that this is not surprising to anybody with half an ounce of brains. Illegals currently receive routine government services. Of course, and these are the services everybody gets: roads, sewers, police, fire, so on. The children of illegals receive heavily subsidized public education, an average cost of $12,000 per child per year. That's worth repeating. The children of illegals receive heavily subsidized public education at an average cost of $12,000 per child per year. And that's a lot of kids, all right? Children of illegals born in the U.S. are eligible for the same welfare benefits as children born to U.S. citizens. That includes food stamps, Medicaid, Obamacare, temporary assistance for the needy, and so on and so forth. The line to start to sucking it all up forms on the left. Now, because illegal immigrant families already receive many government benefits and services, in addition to that, they impose a fiscal cost on taxpayers. The benefits they receive exceed the taxes paid, something that needs to be driven home for those who just don't believe that's true. Well, as it turns out, it is, and I would remind you, the National Academy of Sciences is not exactly a flaming right-wing conspiracy group. If anything, they would lean in the opposite direction, but here they're trying to offer actual numbers that really add up and count. So we'll go into some further information on that, but it explores and attacks the myth that illegals are a net economic benefit. No, they're not. This is Jimbo Fraterra at 106.3 WORD, our Ingalls Markets talk line, 1-800-347-1063, and the time now is 8:29.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okie doke, as they say, and good morning. Thank you for joining us today at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Glad that you are with us this morning. And, this is always nice to see here. We have a limerick alert from Alan R. in Spartanburg, who does very good limericks, by the way. So let me pass this one along to you here. Where are we going? It's out there on Facebook and Twitter. Jill Biden is angry and bitter. There are parties to go to that she has to say no to. Joe's home, and she can't find a sitter. Bada-bing. Very good. All right. So, anyway, I was talking a bit about the cost of illegals as calculated by the National Academy of Sciences. And it is a net cost because they are six times as likely as an American citizen to be minus a high school diploma or its equivalent. And the legals are much more likely to be educated as well, and therefore less likely to be a burden. The illegals, no, they are a burden. And again, based on the educational level of illegal immigrants, the National Academy of Sciences figures project that the net fiscal cost, benefits minus taxes, for 10 million adult illegal immigrants after receiving amnesty, and that, of course, is a 10 million figure that we guesstimate, that would have a net present value of negative $1.29 trillion, extra burden placed on all of us. So it goes right down to the old argument that, well, maybe they're breaking the law a little bit, but they are an economic benefit. No, not according to the National Academy of Sciences. And again, this is hardly a hardcore right-wing group. The National Academy of Sciences is, if anything, one that would tend to lean more in the direction of the liberal persuasion. So, that's one argument you can toss on the scrap heap, and I hope that you will. Incidentally, we would note that ICE deportations in April have fallen to the lowest monthly level on record, in case you didn't know that. The number of deportations carried out by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement last month fell to the lowest monthly level on record, a drop that comes in as illegal border crossings remain at a 20-year high, according to the latest immigration data. And again, ICE deported 2,962 immigrants in April, according to the agency. It's the first time that the monthly figure has dipped below 3,000 ever. The April total is a 20% decline from March, when ICE deported 3,716. President Biden and his Department of Homeland Security team have issued new rules to rein in ICE, of course, officers who were afforded wide latitude under the Trump administration to make arrests and were encouraged to boost deportations. But Biden has resisted calls from activists and some lawmakers to abolish ICE. Well, there is that, I suppose. But, I mean, that even Biden is not quite that foolish. So far. Okay, there's still time to change, but so far. His top DHS officials say they will reform the agency and restore the reputation by focusing on criminals who pose actual public safety or national security threats, as opposed to people who simply broke the dang law, which ought to be enough. Biden has resisted calls, of course, for that abolishing move there. But again, for what it's worth, a record low in deportations in the month of April and record high people flooding across the border. What do you suppose that's all about? Well, yes, it could be just to get more people in here in the hopes of turning them into voters in the very near future. So that's part of where we stand at this hour, mainly being 20 minutes before 9 o'clock on the Tara Show. And it is strange to me the extent to which these folks are prepared to hurt their own chances, seriously, in the next elections. They didn't have that much to lose anyway. A very narrow situation in the House currently, and the Republicans just picked up a seat in Louisiana. They still have a runoff there, but both contenders are Republicans. So, incidentally, if you have ever listened on Sunday evening to 106.3 WORD, you may have noticed between the hours of 8 and 10 p.m. a program called The Best of Bohannon, And we modestly call it that because it was considered not good public relations to refer to it as the least worst of Bohannon. But a couple of hours on Sunday evening, 8 to 10 p.m., and this week's program, I can tell you, will include in the first hour, Todd Benzman from the Center for Immigration Studies, and a look at some of the smuggling that is taking place of people entering this country along one part of the southern border along near the town of Presidio, Texas. It has become an industrial-scale operation. People are issued laminated cards that show precisely how to get into the country, what bus lines to take to get through Mexico and the like. It's pretty remarkable stuff. Todd Benzman at 8 p.m. this Sunday on the Best of Bohannon. At 9 p.m., Dr. Jeremy Levin, and a look at calls to have other countries be given our technology that created these new vaccines so fast. That same technology could be used to create bioweapons if we are feeling that much concerned about more outbreaks of the pandemic overseas. We would be much better off to simply send them the vaccine that we make. But to try and give them the technology, aside from the fact that in many cases their whole economy, their infrastructure would not be sufficient to make the vaccines and would open the door to making phony vaccines, but it would also allow some of the technology we've developed to go to places which would be more than happy to use it to turn it into bioweapons. So that's coming up in the second hour on the Best of Bohannon, 8 to 10 p.m. again this Sunday evening, right here at 106.3 WORD, where the Ingalls Advantage talk line, Ingalls Markets talk line, pardon me, is 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063, and the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307-71307. And it's a strange position in which this country finds itself right now. The left is well known for taking an opportunity and smothering it to death. And in a way, I guess we're fortunate that that's what they've been doing. They were given a slight opening. Biden as president, a slight, slim, narrowed lead in the House, and a bare, by the virtue of a vice presidential tiebreaker, a bare margin in the Senate. And they have just overreached, So, bad public policy, to be sure, but good electoral policy because it means that they are increasing their chances of getting whipped. And I encourage that. So, it just is beyond, to me, all comprehension of what it is they're planning. I mean, are they thinking this through? And the wild and crazy stuff that I mentioned earlier, chanting the name of Aztec gods for school children, gods that were once worshipped with human sacrifice, declaring that 2 + 2 may equal 5 in some cases. Those two states are California and Oregon, by the way. It is a strange circumstance. All right, this is 106.3 WORD, now at 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca, at 101.5 FM in Anderson, everywhere on the Odyssey app. And the time now is 15 minutes before 9 a.m. Here we go. There you are. 8 minutes now before 9 a.m. at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station, for Friday, the 7th of May. Friday the 7th of May. And Jim Bohannon in for Tara today. I'll be back in for Charlie James, actually, on Memorial Day, Monday the 31st from 3 till 7 p.m. We are 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. Also 106.3WORD.com. 101.5 FM in Anderson and 95.1 FM in Clemson, Pickens, and Seneca. And those other upstate frequencies I've heard quite a bit. They do a great job, and the upstate's pretty well covered, almost all the way from North Carolina down to the Georgia border in the upstate. You get really close to the Georgia border, it gets a little weak, but hey, Nobody's perfect, right? And, of course, going north, we go well into North Carolina, and glad to have all of you North Carolina listeners with us this morning. Thank you. 106.3 WORD with the Ingalls Markets talk line available at 1-800-347-1063, 1-800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line is 71307. 71307. And we have one more here from Alan R. of Spartanburg, another Limerick alert here. So these are very well done, and I love to share them with you. Though the border has been overrun, they say nothing needs to be done. This isn't a crisis, just a challenge, like ISIS or trying to board Air Force One. Aha, very good. Very good. Let's see. It's not surprising that the left would advocate the worship of Aztec gods. After all, they follow the only modern religion that requires human sacrifice, abortion. Okay. Jim, do you see Trump as someone who can unify all factions of the Republican Party, or someone who will make it impossible to unite hardcore Trump supporters? An interesting question. An interesting question. First of all, it was my hunch early on that I didn't think Donald Trump would run again in 2024, that he would anoint a successor, hold essentially auditions to be his anointed successor. He might still do that, but he's showing more signs of thinking about running, and we'll see if, in fact, he decides to run. Interesting that he spoke highly of possibly running with Candace Owens after she rather brazenly suggested that she be his running mate. He most prominently noted Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. And that's interesting because if, in fact, Donald Trump picked as his running mate Ron DeSantis, one of them would have to leave the state of Florida. Technically, you could have two people who would run for the presidency and the vice presidency from the same state, but that state's electoral votes couldn't be cast for them. If Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis ran for president and vice president, both with their legal residences in the state of Florida, the Florida electors could not vote for them. It says so right there in the Constitution, Article 2, Section 1, that electors cannot vote for two people from their state. Florida electors could not vote for two Florida residents. New York electors can't vote for two New York electors. North Carolina electors can't vote for two residents of North Carolina, and so on. This actually came up in the year 2000 when the Republicans put forward the Bush-Cheney ticket, both residents of Texas. And certainly they weren't going to give up the Texas electoral vote. And so Dick Cheney moved from Texas back to Wyoming, so that would be possible. And, of course, it was, and they did win the Texas electoral votes and the election in that regard. So that would have to happen. And, of course, it's obviously who would have to move would be Donald Trump, because Ron DeSantis is only a big deal in Florida. His presence on the ticket would only be a big deal in carrying the crucial Florida electoral votes as the governor of and a resident of the state of Florida. Ron DeSantis, at this point, is not a big deal anywhere else. Donald Trump, of course, is a big deal everywhere. Maybe a big deal you like or a big deal you hate, but he's a big deal. So in order for that ticket to work, Trump would have to move his legal residence. That doesn't mean he couldn't keep crashing at Mar-a-Lago. It just means that his voting residence would have to be in another state. His taxes would have to be paid, state taxes in another state, driver's license in another state, that kind of thing. So, you know, let the lawyers worry about that. But a Trump-DeSantis ticket in 2024 would require one of them, almost certainly Donald Trump, to move out of the state of Florida. Wouldn't be a bad ticket. I could support that. We'll come back and we'll talk about whether or not this could be a unifying ticket in just a moment. Jimbo in for Tara at 106.3 WORD, the Upstate's talk station. We will pause ever so briefly, give you the latest news on the hour, and the time now 3 minutes before 9 a.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.